Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, at @Bookie_Beatrice, and I'm here with
Faye,
Sigal,
Philippa,
Tiwa.
All right, Faye, let's get into it. Why are you laughing?
No, nobody else did that at. So I was just like, oh.
I know, because Sigal didn't do hers, so then I forgot.
I never give mine, that's why.
Anyway, let's go back to the game. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
West Ham, tell us how it went.
Not gonna lie, when I saw the lineup, I was happy.
Yeah, everyone was excited.
I was happy.
Chelsea fans, yep.
No more Mason Mount. No Conor Gallagher. You know, the team is looking good, sexy. It looks like, you know, good things are gonna come.
Did it come?
And then the first half was very, very good. Like, I feel like we could have won 3-0 then. You know, let's be real. Mm. Two disallowed goals.
Right, because they weren't disallowed.
Oh, okay. But, you know what I mean? We played very well. Like, that's the best that I've seen us play in a while.
Yes, I'll agree
with
that.
Enzo was playing well. You know, got the assist for Felix. Felix was bright. Mudryk was trying.
That hesitation on trying.
He was trying.
That was kind of your faith. Well done.
Do you know what I mean? We were okay.
What about my man on the other side?
Who?
What's his name?
Noni.
Yeah.
Madueke or something. I don't know, because he was moving about. And then and Emerson was his guy. So I don't know why he was sleeping and why Emerson was allowed to get into the box. So he was running around and Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not excellent. He's just
Yeah.
I feel like we was okay. The second half was absolutely dreadful. We were fucking shit. And then I was so confused that Potter, I understand he wanted to take off Cucurella because he was like kind of struggling. So then you bring on Chilwell and then you didn't allow us to see him play with Mudryk and just see what he has to offer. You took off Mudryk as well. I understand you took off Loftus-Cheek. You know, he's just come back from injury. But then from then, the game was done. There was no way he was going to come back on and win the game. He had already admitted defeat with just putting Gallagher, Ziyech and Mount. They were awful substitutions and that was it.
So who should he put on then?
Like, I understand eventually bringing on Gallagher. I understand that. But you choose between Mount and Gallagher. You choose. You don't play both of them because now the whole intelligence of the team just goes down.
That's fair, but Mount has contributed to a lot of goals this season, eh?
No.
He hasn't.
I think they've already said that the front three has already had more free balls than Mount this season already.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Mount is legit, do you know what I mean? So it was just like, you either bring on Mount or you bring on Conor Gallagher. You don't bring on Mount as well because he has zero discipline, so you're not going to even play him in the pivot. you don't bring on Ziyech because Ziyech as well, he gave away the free kick that, you know, they gave the disallowed goal. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, why are you bringing this guy on? He's already unhappy and he wants to leave. I understand bringing on Chilwell. You keep on Modric. If you want to bring on Gallagher, bring on Gallagher. But then you're just already defeat. And he was just trying to at least play for a draw there. And then, with our offside goals, they checked that for 2 seconds. West Ham, they were checking it because they wanted to give that goal. They wanted to give it.
I can completely agree with that. I think they wanted to.
They wanted to.
It looked like Reece James pushed Declan Rice into that offside position, but you know.
He didn't. Either way, they wanted to give it.
They didn't give it because it was an offside goal, but yeah. They wanted to because, you know, it looked like it was a bit, you know, argy-bargy around there. That's
And then the final minutes of the game or whatever, the handball in the box. And I'm just so confused. You didn't even look at that. Or they decided to look at it and said, because you were stopping his fall. He purposely, what's his name, Zuchek, purposely went onto the floor.
I wouldn't say it was.
It was. Because he didn't need to go onto the floor.
Here's the thing about that handball, because I'm going to put my hands up. It's a handball, right?
Yeah.
And if it was against me, I would be fuming. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I can see why they didn't give it. He wasn't in a completely unnatural position. Yes, it's bollocks. It was a handball. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm really sorry. Bowen was kicked 7 bells out of about 4 different times in that box, right? Okay. And also, this is payback time
for last time.
So as far as I'm concerned is that, yeah, I fully hear it. Mm-hmm. I understand why you're upset. And it's something to be said about the quality of VR. I'm sure we're going to get onto it later on in this episode, yeah? The quality of refereeing in this country is dog shit at the minute.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have told it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fair. At least look at it, pretend.
Yeah, I think something similar happened though. I think it was, luckily, they ignored it. I think it was last season. I can't remember who we were playing where he was going down in the box and everyone in their bum knew he handballed it. But apparently their rule was because it was like his falling hand.
Yeah.
But I think the one they used so technically it's almost the same thing with Suchet.
Yeah.
Because it's the one you were kind of bracing yourself with, they say they won't give it. It's dumb. Don't get me wrong, I agree, it's dumb, but I've seen it happen before where I can say that, yeah, I can see what it did.
He didn't have to go onto the floor. He purposely did that.
No, he's smart.
That's the thing, he purposely did that.
If he did it on purpose,
he's
smart.
And there was a long distance. It was not like it was short distance. It was a long distance. And he slapped the ball away. It's a handball. It's a penalty. We didn't get it. Fair enough, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. I think it's one of the things where, yeah, it would have changed, obviously, the outcome of the game. But on balance, on how the two halves played out, I think a draw was fair.
Do you agree?
I think we did enough in the first half to win.
But you didn't, and that's my point.
You didn't take your chance.
You didn't take your chance, but no, that's my point.
We didn't.
You didn't take your chance. And this is what I was trying to say. I can put my hands up. Going into that, you lot were sharing team news.
Yeah.
I shat myself. I was like, please God, we're about to go to brunch. Happy 4 years, Gold Diggers, by the way.
Cheers.
We're going to our anniversary brunch. There's me wrestling with my lash. Like, please don't shame me today because I don't want to do it. I was going to be sat in front of Tima and I didn't want the smoke, quite frankly. I didn't want it. But you didn't take those chances. And that is why, on balance, it deserved to be a draw, because if you had, you would have won.
That was a lot on, like, I'd say, like, we need a number 9. We need a number 9.
What about the German?
Your number 9's in Italy.
He's not the guy for us.
No, we did.
Transfer window, you're talking about you need more?
No. Yeah, because we bought creators, because at the time, our issue was, okay, we bought Lukaku, but we bought nobody.
Back to Inter.
Because he wanted to go.
So my question to you is,
he was getting benched.
Okay.
He wanted to go. He did the interview.
Okay, ignore Lukaku. Yeah. You have Aubameyang. Where is he?
I don't know what's happened between him and Potter.
Havertz is not a striker?
But wait. I don't know what happened to him and Potter. But something's clearly has happened and Potter does not like him.
Because you brought in all this creativity, and that's the one thing you can say of Aubameyang. He's nonsense for the most part. But if you feed him enough times, he might slap a goal or two.
I'm at this point.
No offense,
you
have enough players that can still score. Like, there's other teams in the Premier League who don't have a main striker.
We don't have a striker.
But they still score goals.
You've got that giant BFG.
Aubameyang is worse than Weghorst,
I'm not saying Aubameyang shit, but I'm just saying there's clearly something that's happened behind the scenes why Aubameyang has not even been included. Like, he's not even in the Champions League
squad.
That's
fair, but my point is that's not an excuse on why the other players in your team are not creating goals and scoring goals.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like, Havertz needs to do better. He does need to do better. I think he, at the moment, he needs to be benched, and I don't know why Potter's not doing that, because they bought Fofana.
I was gonna say.
Give the guy a chance. You know, he's come, he's trying to assimilate, he's got
hey, because his extensions are in there.
Exactly. let give him a chance. Like,
what I don't understand is where all these attackers fit. Like, when Sterling gets fit and when Pulisic comes back and like a few of the other, then where does this, like, how is Potter meant to find like any
type of rhythm? Too many players who are similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
My thing is Mudrić, Felix, always.
But what if
they're
playing with Felix if he's
going to
go back to 30 in the summer?
I don't think he's going back.
I don't think he's staying at Chelsea either.
How on earth would he sign such a bumper contract if he's not going back?
Because they're banking on Chelsea to buy him.
They want
to buy him. Chelsea will buy him. They want to buy his new money.
We'll spend like a lot to get him. And I think whatever it is, Felix throw the bag and get him.
Yeah, Felix is basically saying, Simeone's gone in the summer.
Yeah.
See who he's got. That's why I didn't do that. If someone else comes for Atletico Madrid, that's like levels, he'll go back to Atletico Madrid because Simeone will be gone.
Yeah, Simeone's gone. But he's
saying that he's staying, Simeone.
He's staying?
That's what he said. He said he's not going.
Never mind then.
But my thing is, Nonny, you're deaf. So when Sterling's fit and available, Sterling will be playing.
Okay.
Pulisic, you're going to be an impact sub.
Or is he getting sold?
I'd love it for him to get sold.
Yeah. I feel like he's getting sold.
Leeds are there, man. America FC.
I would love to get sold.
Ziyech wants to go. Yeah. You lot sabotage that guy.
You guys hate that man.
You lot sabotage that guy.
And the thing is, he's actually a good player, by the way. So I am a bit, yeah. He is going to do well.
But his attitude stinks.
Does it?
He gives it that he...
Gives it the what?
That he's the best. Him and Pulisic.
No offense, but if you're not going to believe in yourself, who will?
Yeah, you can believe in yourself, but don't believe you're the best. Like, be realistic.
Footballers don't make it to being
realistic.
Being footballers by being humble.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you need to be confident and overconfident, whatever. But like, when your performances are not showing this level that you're talking like of yourself, then something. I mean.
Yeah, but you can't. Sometimes you can't always do it on your own. So if everyone in your team as well is underperforming, that is going to affect your performance.
But like,
too.
For example, the Champions League one was like the best we've played as a unit. Yeah, he wasn't really involved in that. Even when it was time for him to shine, he was not shining. You know, I could say Pulisic was shining, Havertz was shining, Jorginho, Kante, Mason Mount. You know, impacted the squad. He can leave as well.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think a lot of players. Yeah. I think if he's not.
No, he has to go.
Because he's, the chances have been there, it's long.
I do agree.
The thing is, like, this squad has changed a lot over in the last couple of years. And the constant has been Havertz. So there's a point where something has to give and Havertz has to either...
Now, either you sell him or you make him the bench boy.
Exactly. I think...
They can't make him a bench boy.
Exactly. Germany, like, Werner, I'm sorry, he has to... Like,
I do agree. I think if he's not going to be a number nine, then he should leave. That's my issue. Like, against West Ham... He was too far back. We have Felix now. Yeah. You don't need to be far back anymore.
Yeah.
Be a presence in the box. If you're not going to be that, then you can leave. Like, I really have tried with him. I can't even sell my stocks because the stocks are so low. So it's not even going to go anything.
No bias.
Or do you think Potter will do a thing where you bring Lukaku back, Felix doesn't sign, you put Havertz in what Felix is doing?
I think Felix is going to sign. They're going to do everything to get him, just like they did with Enzo.
Because we've got that.
Why?
There's too many attackers at that club.
He's going to be a starter. His position is not gonna. Nobody's gonna touch his position.
It's meant to shine somewhere.
He was shine at Chelsea. Don't be a hater. Because you did get United.
Don't be a hater.
Don't be a hater.
It's your entire job. It's our purpose.
Yeah. What are you talking about? But you're hating because you guys got Weggerwurst instead of
Weggerwurst.
Why is every episode someone's got names got to be butchered?
What is
Weggerwurst? That's ridiculous.
Butchered.
German sausage.
You added that one symbol. It's even German. He's Dutch.
Oh, he's Dutch.
Either way.
I will request German sausage.
Either way, Felix will 100% say I'm confident on that.
Yeah.
I know the club are going to spend whatever it is, even if it's 150, whatever, release clause, whatever it is, staggered payments for 5 years. Because we can't do it anymore.
5 years.
Because we can't do it now because you wait for change the rules.
Yeah, of course, that's true. Because you lot are taking the piss.
But when Barca was doing it, nobody said something. When Barca was doing it, Are you crazy?
Are you trying to sit here and say that nobody, especially sat here in this room, has ever criticized Barca? Are you mad?
I'm talking about the world.
The world criticized Barca.
Then why did you UEFA not change it?
Because UEFA are in their pocket, man. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. So either way, I feel like he's gonna stay and he's fine. And apparently, yeah. Fabrizio did the here we go for Nkuku.
Oh yeah, forgot about him. There you go. So forgot about him.
Havertz needs to either, you know, be the number nine or he should.
Oh, you're selling Havertz. Right. I forgot about Nkuku.
With all this firepower and all this potential,
yeah,
why are Chelsea still underperforming?
Ninth.
Ninth. Don't worry. Make sure you get a title this season, yeah.
Ninth. But go on.
It's generally. It's going to take time for these players to gel. Like we saw sparks yesterday, link ups, whatever. But all in all, the issue is the manager. He's not good enough.
You can't be blaming the manager when they play on the pitch who are the talent.
I can. 100 million. I can. Yeah. Like, for example, I'm looking at Cucurella. Pass forward. Why is it now you can see that you're not passing forward? You're being so negative. You're
surely
passing backwards.
The problem with the player.
65.
No, but then exactly. It's a waste. You have to tell these players, look, pass forward. Here. Don't fall asleep here. Do this, do that. Sometimes you have to, like Mourinho said, you have to be their brain.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying,
this is why the likes of Mourinho and Conte have always been very well known for literally telling players step by step how you must
but
do.
Not all managers do that.
But two, not all players are receptive to that style.
But we'll never know because Potter hasn't even got the balls to even try to do that. He can't even talk to these players. Chilwell, I guarantee you.
Chilwell's feeling it.
Chilwell, he's coming back, so he's been like he'll come on as
what about
a
that, what's that youth guy you're playing?
Lewis Hall.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of Lewis Hall. It makes me uncomfortable.
Like,
it makes me uncomfortable on the pitch.
You know, with Chelsea, like, at this point, they're not getting top four. Let's be real. Yeah.
You
let's
know what?
Real. So now I think, like,
no, it's too far.
No, it's not. It's like 10 points.
Okay, 10 points behind Newcastle, but, like,
there's, like,
you're still going to drop points. Like, everyone else is still going to
You know what I love? You're saying that you're only 10 points. We're, like, 10 points behind you. So now we know what? So we're not exactly going to get shot in, are we?
Like 20 points
off. Like,
we're not the same.
my point is to you is that I don't see myself in your position. So how could you see yourself there?
I'm saying there's a possibility. I'm not going to rule out because there's only 10 points. Like,
yeah,
we can get six.
But then
who are you knocking out of top four?
I'm saying...
Say it.
I don't know. Now.
I dare you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I dare you.
What I'm saying is, you never know.
Top six isn't top four because I feel like you said you're 10 points behind it.
Yeah,
but then 10 points is whatever. But it's the teams.
Yeah. It's the teams. Well, so yeah, points, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's the teams between you.
God forgive me.
Okay.
No.
Just say it.
I want to hear it.
No, I know what she's gonna say. God forbid.
Wait, what am I gonna say?
You're
gonna
be like Rashford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All it takes. No, but it does. That's the truth.
Say it properly.
All it takes is for Rashford to go out of form.
Okay, that's better because I know what you're saying.
Or go out of form or something. Do you know what I mean?
Can I just say that was the most African we've all sounded.
But that's what it is. That's what all it takes.
No, but why are you targeting Manchester United? There's other teams in that top four position.
Newcastle, there's Tottenham.
Tottenham are not going to make it.
So Tottenham are not even there.
Tottenham are not going to make it.
I think for Potter, it's Champions League or bust. Because
I think he's going to get sacked if you don't beat Southampton.
Chelsea cannot afford not to get the money from top four. And they're not progressing in the Champions League. They need at least quarterfinals in the Champions League. And from Dortmund's form, it's not looking like Chelsea are going to win next week.
You don't know.
So
yeah, I don't think we are. You never know though, because they play a high line, so we'll see. But do I personally see it under Potter?
Actually scoring. We're talking about your scoring.
Yeah, the
Modric, but then
Modric, Felix.
Champions League though is where he's actually been balling.
Do you know what I mean? We'll see. We'll see what happens. Right, we'll see. My thing is, Potter's not the manager to take us anywhere. So they need to sack him quickly.
Let him cook.
I'm not ready to let him cook.
You're contradicting yourself because he's not the man to take you anywhere, but somehow you think that you're going to somehow get top four.
No, I'm just saying, don't rule out because there's a possibility. However, me personally, I don't think we are going to get top four. I don't think we are. And right. I'd like it for us to stay where we are so we're not in any competition next year. No, I don't want conference.
You can win it.
I don't want that. So next year, all we do is focus on the Premier League and FA Cup, Carling Cup, whatever it is. I don't want that, and I want
Potter out. You're getting conference.
God forbid. I want there. Potter out. That's
but
what I want.
He's not leaving.
We don't. I'm hearing rumblings.
From where?
I'm hearing rumblings, and I'm seeing journalists. The journalists that you'll never see turn against the English manager.
Okay, they can turn. He's going to sit there pretty. Like, and you're looking at next season.
You're looking at the Matt Law. I'm telling you, Matt Law. You know him. This guy loves an English manager. He loves Lampard. He loves, even though he supports Villa, he loves off Chelsea, gets his sources, whatever. He's even writing stuff for The Guardian or Telegraph saying something's not right. We're getting like 2 wins, 3 wins out of 13 or 15. Something's not right there, and it's not right. Okay. I think we have like 5 wins in the Premier League with him.
It is mad though.
Yeah. So it's a mad stat. Like, even if the January signings didn't happen, this team is not bad that it can't be fourth or fifth. You can't tell me that. He's very underperforming.
The teams in top four now are way better than Chelsea.
Of course, but still they can be up there. They're not as bad that they're ninth, 10th.
We're not saying that you're bad, and we're not saying that the personnel that you've got is bad. We're just saying that there seems to be a chemistry issue and there seems to be a like a concentration issue also with you, man. And the difference between you and the teams in the top four is that all four of those teams have great chemistry right now and do not have massive lapses of concentration.
Well,
they just don't.
Look at Arsenal conceding yesterday, okay? So clearly they do.
Oh, wow. That wasn't
okay.
There's concentration issues there.
But that's not an issue.
Look at Arsenal with Everton. You know, there's conceding issues.
Oh, wow,
issues.
We lost the game.
There's a lot of issues there.
No, it's not an issue if it happens. An issue is a repetitive thing.
I agree
that
the chemistry is lacking, but that will take time. Like with Arsenal, it will take time.
You don't have a lot of time to get to top four, though. That's my point.
I don't think we're going to get top four this season, but either way, I want Potter out because he's not going to help.
You just said take time. Give my man time.
I don't want to give him time. He does not deserve time. Every single manager that we have had in the last 5 years or whatever, even from, I can't remember Conte, if he got us to like a final in his first year or whatever, but like,
Didn't he win the Premier League?
I mean, to like a cup final or whatever.
Okay.
But like, even he took us to the Europa League. Lampard's, he took us to the FA Cup, even though we lost it.
Potter still could.
He's not, he's, don't he think he could do Champions League. He's not going to do that. We're going to knock out
the Cups.
You're
at the Cups?
What
you say? Are you at the Cups?
Yeah, fair enough.
Even though it's the City, but it's like, come on. Lampard, his record right now is worse than Lampard. Sorry, that's
crazy.
Do you know what I mean? It's so crazy.
You know what?
Like,
I didn't actually think that.
It's bad.
I didn't think that.
It's bad.
Sorry.
We're in a really bad position, and it's like, the players as well, like,
what's the alternative at this point?
Sack him.
Thank you. And get two, like,
there's managers out there. There's managers out there.
Like, who's out of a job?
Enrique.
You're not going to be too cool back, are you?
I would take him back. I don't think he would come back.
He's not coming back.
He has pride.
Jersey, he came back twice.
There was a nice enough gap.
They look really bad on the ownership for them to go back on their decisions.
My thing is,
you're getting poch. My
thing is, they're going to sack him. They gave him 5 years. So at the start, they were very naive. Like, even they got Aubameyang. They shouldn't have got Aubameyang.
But that was for Tuchel, though.
Yeah, but either way, they shouldn't have got him.
But Aubameyang wasn't a bad player.
But he wasn't the signing we should have bought.
No, but in terms of like when you bought him and what you bought him because Tuchel knew who he was, he would have gotten. If you gave him time with him, it would have been a thing. It's only like a year and a half now you got him for. Like a year or something like that.
It was small.
Yeah. So it wouldn't have been a long time.
At the time they were planning on sacking him. I think they sacked him like, 2 weeks afterwards. So it's like, they shouldn't have got him. They shouldn't have got Koulibaly.
Oi.
Because that was bad.
You guys even wanted Koulibaly, I remember.
We wanted them ages ago, and then it was like, okay, the transfer window is closing. We're struggling. We lost two defenders. We need two back. Do you know what I mean? They got Fofana, although I think he's going to be top. You know, he's French, he's young, whatever. Premier League, he's played. His injuries are too much, and they should have done their little data research that they keep saying they do on their laptop, and done the research and seen that this guy's injury prone, and maybe we shouldn't have spent 70, 80, whatever million it was on him. Okay. They were very naive. They got Potter, gave him a 5-year contract, and I guarantee you he's not going to last the full two.
He's going to get money,
though. He's going to get money.
They bought the whole
board of the recruitment team from Brighton.
Oh, the Brighton as well coaching here. Team.
Yeah, it's weird.
You put them all here.
Yeah.
And they're going to sack Potter. I'm telling you, they're going to sack him because things are not going to get better.
They might.
It's not going to get better.
They might.
They might, but it's not to Chelsea Sandler. Look.
Ah, well, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. No, sorry. We spent so long talking about Chelsea. Sorry. We didn't even hear West Ham.
We didn't hear what
Philippa, I have a question. Sure. Was, apparently, Rice was like sick or something.
So Declan Rice apparently had a little bit. Well, they say he had like a virus or something, but he wasn't like he wasn't feeling well. Mm. But if I mean I didn't, but if you were watching ITV, was presenting the Brits. So my guy said it's one of them things where it's like you got to go to school if you want to go to the cinema afterwards. So he played, and I don't think he played badly for someone who wasn't particularly well. But in terms of the game for me. Like I said before, I was very nervous about Chelsea's team sheet. But then again, there's always that thing about, you know, new players coming into jail. Have they had enough time during the week in training to like look great? And, you know, first 25 minutes, they did actually look very good. But I think we were very organised. I think we were very disciplined. It's just a shame we are missing creative sparks, which I think would have been the difference in this game. Because I do think if someone like Fornals was in form and had come in, I think we had would have had a lot more chances. We probably would have gone 2-1 up.
Is Kamaka injured?
He is injured.
And so was it Paqueta?
Paqueta.
But he played.
Yeah, he got off injured.
He came off injured. Yeah, but I'm hoping it's nothing too serious. Aguerd also came off injured, but I think that was more of I think he'd taken a couple of knocks from Chelsea players, and I think it was just like a I think it was a preventative thing. But he's my next captain. In my opinion, Aguerd, Nayef Aguerd.
Send the back. Who was it?
He's Moroccan.
The one who like beat someone in a round.
A-G-U-E-R-D.
Who did he tackle last game?
Oh God, I can't remember. But that was the last ditch, like straight at the
Wilson.
End.
Wilson.
There you go. Yeah, I think we look better. Do we look fantastic? No, but again, I think we have like creative problems. We've got frailties. I think David Moyes sometimes wants to stick to a plan and is quite rigid. It's like giving me very much Bielsa vibes where it's like there's a plan and that's it. It's not going to really veer from it. But what I will say is that last couple of games I have noticed, I understand where he was coming from at the beginning of the season. And I think if Aguerd hadn't been like injured really badly in that pre-season game, I don't think we'd be in the position we are right now. Mm. I still think that we should be playing better. And again, I think it's one issues with relying on the likes of Antonio when Antonio isn't really up to it. Bowen being completely terribly out of form. Fornals being a little bit out of form. No real trust in Benrahma. But then at the same time, I understand why there's no real trust in Benrahma, because sometimes I think he's starting to get a bit of the Bozo gene. He's like sometimes making really bad, poor decisions. West Ham, I always say this, the last, I don't know how long that Gold and Sullivan have had West Ham for, but they've signed something like, I don't know, like 55 like forwards and like 22 of them never scored. We have a problem with recruiting people who actually score. Goals win games. So it's like you can be as fun and creative in the midfield as you want, but if you've got no end product, that's a problem. Do I think that we're going to get relegated? I really do not. There was a couple of games ago, I was really nervous, but watching other teams around us, I feel a little bit more confident. You shouldn't be relying on other teams. You should be relying on yourself to get out of these problems, but it's just the way the cookie crumbles at the minute. So yeah, feeling much better about how we're playing. You know, Europe again coming soon. I actually think we'll do well in Europe. That's the really sad thing about it. I think we'll do well in Europe.
There's a lot of good teams.
Wait, who's in the conference?
Oh, shit, sorry.
In a conference? Nah. So I think we'll do okay. And, you know, maybe we can do a Roma, but...
But do you think that affects your league performance?
Not so much because of the way that they rotate.
Okay. Can you imagine you win conference, you get relegated?
Listen, I don't want to do a Wigan, but it's been done before. Yeah. But I genuinely don't. I don't see us getting relegated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just for the sheer fact that, you know, it's three people get relegated, and I genuinely think there are three teams that are worse than us at the summer.
Yeah. Was it Southampton
are done. Bournemouth. The funny thing is, like, it could be Leeds. It could be Everton. Yeah. It could like.
I think like it has to be one big club. So it's either Leeds, Everton, or West Ham.
I'm pulling for Everton in it. Sorry, Marvel.
Nah, Leeds can go.
I don't want Everton to go now that Frank's gone. If Frank took them there, then yes, I'll do that.
You know what? It's even true. Your competition.
It's even true.
Any of your competition.
Manager-wise. But I hate him as a manager.
No, I'm a West Ham fan, so I'm not a Frank Lampard.
How long is Zirk out for?
They haven't confirmed.
Oh, I guess
it's... Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about it. But the thing is, the thing that I... again, I would love to be in the mind of David Moyes because I don't exactly understand why Ings as a player in his player profile has been bought. Because I don't necessarily think that the way that he plays suits David Moyes' system. And I also think that the likes of Antonio really do well when they're playing off somebody, and Danny Ings is not that person. So he comes off like for like. And for me, what Antonio offers when he's playing well and what Danny Ings offers, it's not the same. Antonio can hold off your man and allow other people to come forward. Antonio can bully people and go forward himself. Like, there are so many qualities about him. For me, he's a winger, but there's so many qualities about him that I feel like Danny Ings isn't that guy to be his like-for-like replacement when he comes, and that's what he is at the moment, and he's not playing alongside him either. So time will tell what happens, but for me, Danny Ings is another classic West Ham panic purchase. There's so many. I just have like images of Zaza in my head. Like, good.
All right, let's move on to the Leeds game. Sigal, talk us through that game.
You know what? Midweek was a difficult one because by the time the game finished, I definitely felt like it was 2 points lost, that we should have won that game. And playing Leeds back to back is very, very, like, I don't know who decided to put the fixtures like that. But I was nervous going into this game. And when the lineup came out, I was even more nervous. That back four was looking scary. So we had the back four of Maguire and Shaw. Varane being rested makes sense because Varane can literally only play one game a week. He has to be safe for Barcelona. Barcelona is the big game this week. So that made sense. But Lissandro is suspended for the Barcelona game. Damn. So apparently, yeah. So people are saying that what Ten Hag likes to do is to like have the game before to prepare. So he didn't play Lissandro in this game and started with Shaw as left centre-back. And then obviously that meant Maguire would have to play as the right centre-back. So Maguire and De Gea in that first half, it was giving me throwbacks of Oli 2019, 2020.
And Maguire is the reason that we suffered.
Maguire, do you know what, like with Maguire, what's really frustrating about him is like, he'll like get the ball and he'll slow down the play. Like he's about to do something amazing with his feet. And then he'll release the ball and he's just passed it back to a Leeds player. So I'm like, what was the point of you slowing down the game for you just to do a 20-yard pass to a Leeds player? Like, it's so frustrating. David De Gea, congratulations on your 400 appearances, but I can't see another, like... I can't see it. Like, he's the closest thing we have to a club legend in this current squad. And it'll be
not James,
very...
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jones?
Yeah, where is that guy?
He's somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless him.
He's literally, like, De Gea's the only person in this like squad that's won anything. So I always have some kind of grace for De Gea. And when he leaves, it'll be sad. But I cannot see him. August next year.
I'm not sorry. You lot have suffered. My man doing, it's too much.
400 appearances.
He was good for a good chunk of that.
Okay, that's fine.
But we were rubbish.
He expired a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the midfield, like Leeds had, like the thing with Leeds is that's such a high energy team, and when you play into that, you're asking to lose. So Sabitzer and Fred were really struggling in the midfield. The first half was awful. I wasted 45 minutes watching that. I can't get those 45 minutes back. We went into the second half, started the same. Somerville should have scored. There was a few chances that Leeds had. Like, I really didn't think we were going to come out of that game with the 3 points. So it was very, very surprising for us to win that game in the end. I'll take it.
How was Sancho? Because I'm not gonna lie, he pissed me off because he didn't have a shot. And I bet that you have a shot. He didn't have a shot. Rashford only had one shot as well.
Got a goal though.
He got a goal though.
Yeah, but I needed him to have two shots.
But he had the goal. Faye, if you're needing people to do things for you like that,
yeah,
maybe you should stop.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun anymore. And we know
you know, when the fun stops, stop.
It was a £5 free bet, so.
Rashford is just so inevitable. I don't think people respect Rashford enough. This is, what, 8 goals in his last 9 Premier League games. He scored in 13 games, 13 goals in the last 15 games. Like, this is not regular
his form,
numbers.
Isn't it?
Yeah. This is not form anyway. This has gone on from, like, at
it's
least
class.
Just before the World Cup. No, even for England, you know, Gareth Southgate could have been...
Southgate's enemy of progress, though.
Can I just say, some of your Man United colleagues in this Gold Diggers, once they've gone,
Who?
Beatrice! Oh, I remember. I remember. He said, he's the go, man.
I said, Shamba,
he's the go, man.
Of energy.
Everyone in the team can go. That's what I said.
No, yeah, I promise you.
I didn't specify who.
Rashford, we're speaking about Rashford. And you're like, oh, he needs to go,
no,
man.
No,
he's pissing
me
off.
I said he was pissing me off, but I said, out of anyone, if he was to stay, I wouldn't
no,
mind.
Sorry.
Yeah. Get, no, to be fair.
The tapes. We just had two of Rashford's cards.
Hold the VT.
VT.
To be fair, this is a big season for him. Like, he's 25 this season. If he didn't do it this season, then it would have been time to go.
Yeah, I think when you deep it, 25, that's like, he's not a kid anymore.
He's a big man. So this season, but you know, with Rashford, he's just like so inevitable. So like, he was so shit that game. He barely got any shots on target. Like, he was a very quiet game in Rashford's.
He had one shot.
He had like one shot and the whole game. And then that one shot was a goal. And this heading, that I've never seen Rashford score a header before this season. Like,
he's evolving.
This is something. Yeah, he's really evolving. He's really evolving.
It's good for him.
So I was really happy with that goal. Garnacho. So certain like content creators are saying some very crazy stuff about 18-year-olds.
I know.
Saying Garnacho's shit. Garnacho can't do it. Garnacho. Like,
content creators, where?
I'm sorry. We don't need names.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm out of the loop.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Crazy things about an 18-year-old. And yes, he should have scored against Leeds in the first game, but I'd rather someone is making chances and then missing versus like not creating anything.
Yeah.
And the thing with Garnacho, like, he definitely is like a difficult kid. You can see behind closed doors, they really have to.
The haircut is everything. Look
at
his hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of. They have to hold him down. Like, there's a lot of. Built up.
He needs one, two slappings.
There's definitely, and you can see that like, Bruno's trying to like restrain him, like Ten Hag. They did say he had like some disciplinary issues in the beginning of the season, but I'd rather someone that cares. I'd rather that someone has a bit of a, you know, a chip on their shoulder and wants to prove something. So when he came on for Sancho, that's exactly what he did. And you saw how happy Ten Hag was with him. Yeah. So I'm really happy for him. And this Weghorst in the 10, yeah, it was definitely moving me. That why are you looking at me like that?
talk us through that a little bit more.
It was important. So the issue was that Sabitzer and Fred weren't getting any space on the ball because the Leeds midfielders were pressing them really hard. And then when he decided to bring Weghorst in the 10, now all the midfielders are like concentrating on Weghorst, and it gives Sabitzer some time. Mm-hmm. And he was able to do that really nice ball to Shaw, and then Shaw crossed it into the header.
So he didn't start in the 10?
No, he didn't start in the 10.
So Ten Hag made
changes.
You see that? Ten Hag can see that things are not working and make tactical decisions to change the game and to win you the game.
Faye, you're coming at me like...
No, I'm just saying that in general to everybody.
Because you're looking me in the eye.
So I just had to...
Girl, I don't care.
I just say, the managers can make tactical decisions to...
Yes, managers do make tactical decisions. That's different.
But I don't need to see their course of striker again. I'm done with that. I'm done with the experiment. When we like Barcelona, we have Barcelona this week, and I don't want to see their course. It better be Rashford through the middle, Garnacho on the left, and Sancho on the right.
Surely he won't be on the bench. He's
maybe he can be on the bench.
He's no, I'm saying surely he's not even going to be on your bench for Barcelona.
He has to. Because Martial,
you bear.
Martial refused to be fit.
Oh yeah, of course.
Antony and Martial are.
Yeah, where? What about Anthony?
He's injured. He did not see his video like celebrating the fans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, Chiki Elanga.
No, I don't think he's out for that long. No, we only see him either.
So, isn't he like 18 as well?
No, he's older. I'm pretty sure he's older.
A bit older, but like, you know, you just see.
Yeah, sometimes you see.
You see the skills, and like you just said, excellent. Yeah. But I love this. But yeah, that was a really important 3 points, considering like Spurs drop points. Spurs drop points.
Hey, you're in it, love.
Really important.
You're second for a minute. You're in it.
Especially
when you're in it.
Yeah, you are.
You weren't second before you're 6 points.
Behind.
You're in it.
We're not 6 points. You see what these rival fans like to do? So they'll be like, oh, United are in the title race. And then when we lose a game, oh, that 4-day title race was fun, wasn't it? And it's like, stop trying to jag us in it. We're doing this one game at a time.
Who's jagging you? You're playing. Are you not winning?
We finally reached the 40-point mark. We've got safety in this league, and that's all that's important.
Chelsea might not have safety.
You men are talking about 40-point mark. I'm sick of all of you. All of you make me absolutely sick. You make me sick.
If I was
anywhere near where you are, yes, I'm in a fucking title race.
Okay, but it's 40 points.
With chest about 40. You're never allowed to say the 40-point
mark. Chelsea are not even there. We can still get relegated.
The 40-point mark is a West Ham thing. It's actually quoting from West Ham. How dare you? No, I'm rude.
Certain teams like Liverpool are still doing 20 something.
We can still get relegated. We're not safe. We spent 200.
All of you make me so sick.
Premier League, Super League. It's very difficult, teams like Nottingham Forest have Navas and stuff in goal.
Can you believe?
Navas. Who did Wolves sign?
Someone.
I mean,
want to hit a 40-point. Sorry, that really triggered me. I'm upset.
But I really need to see it. People really need to understand. We're literally playing every 3 days. We're in every single competition.
That's your fault, isn't it?
Yeah, part of it's your fault, though.
These are champagne problems. Who told you to come second?
That's not fault, bro. That wasn't meant to be a penalty. There was a penalty.
Your group was nonsense. You should have topped that group. Oh, wow. One game is what we could have won the other games.
That and then...
Yeah, Ronaldo, when he should have scored...
We're playing...
I'm actually tired of you all today.
No, but to be fair, Liverpool and Chelsea, next season you lot are finished. Liverpool and Chelsea, they were doing the same thing. Last season we were playing every single game. You can tell these players are tired.
They're tired. It's called champagne problems.
But what you have to do is refresh your team. Liverpool didn't do that. That's why they're where they are.
Liverpool have a problem. They don't have a full squad.
You're hoping to refresh the team with the Arab man. You ain't getting it. Let me tell you that. You're going to get Jim Ratcliffe. Watch. That's struggling. You're going to get Jim Ratcliffe.
But yeah, the game on Thursday is a really big game. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think is going to happen in that game?
It's at the Camp Nou, I think, first leg. So, as long as we don't lose, I'll be happy to take it back to Old Trafford.
I'm going to call it a Rashford goal.
Old Trafford is good. So
Rashford's definitely scoring.
Rashford's goal at the Camp Nou. His form is mad.
He's scoring.
It's inevitable, like you said.
Imagine if he gets injured in training.
Why would you say that?
I was joking. But you never know. Oh,
see the energy she's putting out there, Jesus.
We're moving on to Arsenal because Faye is a hater.
Oh, God.
All right. Talk us through that Brentford draw.
Well, I watched it back because obviously we were busy during the time of the game, and it was on platforms that don't need to be mentioned. That first half, when I watched it back, I said, how we're not like at least 2-0 down, I said it was a miracle from God. Because we were not good.
What's going on though?
Okay, but can I at least finish what I'm saying before
you start? I don't want you to forget that because you said you're not good, but something's changed.
Okay. Put a pin in that.
We'll run back to it.
So the first half, we were bad. Brentford should have definitely kept it. It was almost kind of similar to the Leeds United game, where it's like the team who are quote unquote lesser were the better team and probably should have been a couple goals up. They didn't capitalize. Second half, same thing happened. So I think we were better in the second half, way better. And I think we were way worth our goal. Trossard getting his first goal was really good. Second assist. I'm going to add that little statistics onto my boy. And then the foul that got them the free kick was nonsense. Because I saw it. They somehow Saliba fouled Tony. I'm seeing Tony doing double clasp on him, but somehow it went to, but whatever. They score from a set piece. I look at it, because this is obviously before I can actually see, I said, wow. And then if you're seeing what the freaking refs and the VAR people are saying, I said, they were offside.
Yeah.
We were back. Let me write it, because I will caveat by saying Arsenal were not good. Mm-hmm. If all in all, a draw should have been the how it ended,
and
whatever.
They had a goal disallowed.
But yeah, whatever. But
then some
okay, whatever.
For no reason, and there wasn't much disallowed. So either way, 1-1.
No.
Either way, 1-1.
No, because sometimes whatever it is. But the point is, anyway, the point is, games like that happen. Like when we played Leeds earlier, we beat them. I think it was earlier in the season, but they thrashed us for that game. But we managed to get those games where you're the worst team, where you get your goal, and you. This should have been that game, because on how we didn't get the offside for their goal is mad, because they said they were looking at, I think it was Pinnock. They were looking at Pinnock on the Gabriel, looking at that for offside. And they said that's why the reason they didn't do the one for whatever. And even the freaking Pinnock one, he was offside from that. So how they didn't even call that one offside is actually hilarious.
They said that they forgot that one. To draw the lines.
But that wasn't the first, that was the second one. Because there was two offside things. The first offside, which they were, they said the reason why they didn't draw the lines for the second one, because they were focusing on the one that was earlier, which was in itself offside. So they didn't call that one.
The same play?
Yeah, same play.
So even in that same play, why did they not draw the lines?
Because they're insane.
Because
they were looking at the wrong one.
Incident. So even if they look at the wrong incident, so what, to see if it was a foul or offside?
Offside.
So even then, why did they not draw the lines?
Because the stupidity is strong in Britain.
And wouldn't the logic suggest you look at the last incident before the goal? But why would you look at that?
See, what you're doing here, you're speaking with actual sense. This is something that is lacking within the referees on this. Because
they thought a certain part of the play was offside, so they were checking that, and that made them forget to actually check.
But that in itself is sackable. That is sackable. How do you not? Okay, because the whole point of all this VAR is they look at the entirety of a play. So if that one now, if you're by some reason you said that's not offside, even though it was, okay, cool. Move on the play. Very obviously offside, and you decided to not, you said, no, you're not today, we're not going to do the ruler. It's fine, I can see it, it's onside. They said that's disgustingly. Because yes, again, I can sit here and say, maybe did we 100% deserve the win? Probably not. No. But we've had games where teams are crap, but they win. But even, we should have won that game. Don't give them no even.
No, there is. Because even if they did fix up and they drew the lines, they said, okay, that was offside. Brentford had a goal that was disallowed for no reason.
So why is it? Why was there no reason?
I think they said that it was like a foul. They showed something and it wasn't a foul.
So what's the problem?
They disallowed the goal. It wasn't a foul.
It was a foul.
It wasn't a foul. Be honest. It wasn't a foul.
It's a foul.
So even when Brentford could say as well, they were hard done by.
But you know why it's not that deep? Because there are bare games in this entirety of this league where fouls that are maybe a bit soft get given as fouls, and so you carry on. It's not that deep. This whole thing of VAR, they forgot to make a line. They didn't even do their job.
Yeah. And to be fair, this happened a few times against Arsenal this season.
Because it's one of those things that is like...
I think the standard of refereeing...
It's crap. It's horrendous.
This whole weekend was bad, but I agree with that one.
That one is like, actually just like, it's exponentially stupid. Because it's one thing to like, maybe you kind of miffed on like, maybe it's you guessed of like, slightly on the side of, but the lines are there, you could say whatever. You didn't even do the line. If you did a line and you still were wrong, whatever, you could say, oh, maybe the camera kind of shifted, so it looked like, but you didn't. You didn't draw the line. So you couldn't even tell if it was online. It was just, that's just peak level of stupidity where these lot are just going to do this whole thing where they're going to literally say, oh, apologize. Which they did, what they sort of did. They just kind of said how they did it wrong. And that's going to happen. Man, he'll get a paid leave and he'll be back within a week or two. And then they're going to look at it like it's nothing. And it's like, but then they want to come at like players and managers of clubs who move mad at referees because they keep consistently making mistakes. But they'll fine us, but the referees are fine. You don't have to talk about these men, or you get in trouble.
So how do you think the Premier League can improve the standard of referee?
Fire them all. Fire every last one of them and start again.
What they need to do is get foreign referees. I'm not even joking, because some of these referees, they support Manchester United, they support this one, they're from up north.
No, but everyone supports everyone. But I'm saying literally,
that's not fair though.
Fire everyone and then do an intensive course in the summer.
I just think they need to start, they need to look at one, the entry into reffing, I think needs to be slightly harder because I have a couple of members of my family who refed, obviously, lower league, not even anything. But they ref there, and then it's like, I think once you go up, they need to keep refreshing it. You need to keep doing more training. You need to do more courses. I think you need to, again, even if it is going abroad and all of this, because we're all playing to the same rules, I think they need to look at Howard Webb being the head of the association for refs. I think they need to start looking at other people, perhaps, like you're saying, maybe getting refs from abroad, maybe not to ref actual games, but I think that there needs to be training and all that sort of stuff.
No, I'm going full foreign, because the fact that at every single level, English people aren't doing nothing, the managers are crap. A lot of the country hasn't won what in how before anyone, even our parents were even born, but the last time England won anything. The refs are all from top to bottom, they're all crap. Fire them all.
Do you know what's making it worse as well? At least before VAR, everyone can understand human error, like it happens.
Yeah.
But it's like you're still failing with the technology. So it's like,
and it's, to be fair, there's still human element behind the technology.
They need to do
like, no, but then
you're getting help and you're still.
No, but why is it? And like, why is always the prem?
They need to get rid of them and just do, was it AI or something? That's what they need. I'm being so serious.
do the thing they did in the World Cup with them, because it wasn't like a machine or whatever it was that actually.
There was offside technology.
Yeah, so yeah, make it a tech thing. Don't make it a thing that you can judge.
And offside is meant to be the thing that's black and white. Like, at least the penalty.
I think offside technology is a good idea, because then it
will take. Yeah, remove it from them, because they're useless at it.
Some things are just ridiculous. Like, they keep changing the rules. Like, for example, one of the earliest memories this season was the Spurs game against Chelsea, and they pulled Cucurella's hair,
yanked it,
and the fact that the guy did not only did the goal not get disallowed, the guy didn't even get a red card.
Yeah,
and then they came up the game after the game. Well, sorry, what's that gonna do?
Sorry, gonna give me my free, my other two extra
points.
The funniest one this weekend was the Lamina red card.
That pissed me off.
The refs just saw a man of a certain colour running towards them.
Did you hear the what's called the explanation? They said, he was the third person to come towards me, so I'd had enough, so I gave him a yellow. That makes me sick. How many times have you watched a game where something happens and the whole team swarms
and you
red card
everyone?
It's literally your job to calm things down.
That's like, what are you doing?
Just so dumb.
If I was like, they've got to appeal that, and like, I'd be very, very surprised.
But I don't think they can. It's second yellow, innit?
Oh yeah, you're right. They can't even appeal it.
So that's just
Can't even appeal it.
That was ridiculous.
I've had enough. But I personally think it's the level of training. If you think about when you become a coach, how you keep your badges, like it needs to be the same.
Yeah.
Needs to be the same.
Yeah. I don't like any of them. They're all crap. But back to the game.
Yeah.
Ramsdale, I've been trying to hold my... I saw the photo.
That photo.
Oh my God. The way he attempted to save it, his eyes were closed.
Mm. Who's your number two?
Turner, the American guy, the number one for America.
Okay.
He's fine. Like, I'm not... The thing is, it's one of those... Do I think Ramsdale's better than him? Yeah. But I'm not exactly enamored by either one of our keepers. Mm. But this is the Ramsdale that I had been like... suppressive from attacking, because I didn't really want him when he first came. He surprised me. Like, he surprised me of being actually not as bad as I thought he would be. But these are the parts of him that I was fearful of.
It's a thing where...
This is the parts of him that I was fearful of.
You can see that this guy... But because he's playing well, you can't say anything. But you can see that he really...
That's what it is, because my energy for him was a bit strong. I'm not going to lie.
You have to keep your hate being suppressed.
But I kept it because he was doing well. This is not the first time.
Prem goalkeepers have this in them.
Who's the other one? The Brighton one, Sanchez. That goal he let in,
like, and he's meant to be good.
They're all mad, but it was just annoying. It was just like, why are your eyes closed? Because whether or not it was offside or not, it was offside, obviously. But why are your eyes closed? Mm. It was irritating for that one. So that one there was just the whole situation of just get out my face.
But to be fair,
why is Arteta starting Martinelli ahead of Trossard? I just don't get it.
Yeah, what is going on with Martinelli? Because he's like hasn't been good.
His form since coming back from the World Cup has been poor. But it's like there's a pattern with the left side in general of like Xhaka's form has dropped, Martinelli's form has dropped. The only reason Zinchenko's form hasn't dropped is because he's not playing in that way of a left back. Mm-hmm. It hasn't really affected. He's playing well because he's not playing in a normal left back way. So the ones who are affected are Martinelli and Xhaka, and that's all because Jesus isn't there. Because if you ever watched Arsenal and Jesus, obviously the whole thing is like he hasn't scored a lot, which is obviously an issue in and of itself. Mm. But the difference between him and Eddie is that Jesus is forever roaming.
Yeah.
And he specifically is very more like adamant and tends to roam on the left. So he forever interchanges with Martinelli and Xhaka. So they all move. That's why if you notice, like, Xhaka's numbers went up. Martinelli's numbers were up. Jesus goes, and they're both because... both Xhaka and Martinelli are limited players to different levels, but they're limited to a certain level, so they need certain kind of assistance. And so with that, where Saka's side, he has Odegaard, he's Saka, so he's just better than Martinelli. But Ben White plays in a more of a traditional-ish right back kind of manner, where he's the whole kind of assistance is there. Whereas Martinelli is more or less on an island, where Xhaka doesn't tend to kind of go overlap, and when he does overlap, he hasn't got the ability to actually do what he meant to do at that position. And Zinchenko is not an overlapper, so it's purely just Martinelli trying to do something, and he's limited, and obviously with this form as well, which was bound to happen. He's young enough that I assumed a dip was going to happen. But yeah, I mean, personally, I would have started Trossard just because of I think even just against City, I think Martinelli would have been a better option there anyway. So I kind of just figured rotate it. But yeah, I think he'll probably end up starting against the City game because he scored as well. You can't not reward him.
Also, what happened with Saliba?
He was poor.
I just want to get his stats out.
I knew it was coming. Sorry,
any of his 10 aerial jewels?
Yeah, he was bad.
What's going on there?
Yeah, he was bad. Yeah, he was bad.
Why?
He's allowed to be bad.
I remember we were calling him one of the best.
Yeah,
he is.
He's one of the best, but you.
So you want me to like remove his one of the best because he had a bad game?
And they were trying to come for Lissandro for losing Errol.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
As if like
he's not 4'5" or something.
So don't leave. Okay, so he had a bad game. Saliba had a bad game. His form has dipped. So I'm not gonna front.
He should have started against ahead of Varane in the World Cup.
Okay, am I shy?
No, I just wanted to let Shai know. She said he should have.
Okay, look into the camera. He's not looking at my own eyes.
She said Varane's not good.
Okay, Saliba was poor. Who I want to go, who I can now, it sounds haterish, but I can't talk about is Ben White, because he was poor and he's been poor for a minute.
Yeah, apparently when he gets tough, because, he gets like subbed off and stuff.
Because the whole thing with Ben White is Ben White has been, let Faye get her nonsense out. Ben White, yeah, has been Ben White has actually been like very good this season. Like I think some people weren't fine with it. I actually was fine with him being the backup right back as being an option if Tomiyasu wasn't fit. I had because he's played, yeah, I'm saying. So like he played well enough to keep it. And he has been well. But another one who for some reason has post World Cup, he didn't even play. Well, post World Cup.
Same with Saliba, really. He didn't really play.
Okay, but he touched the pitch, don't worry about that. But Ben White's form has been doing this and then down. Like, but and then, like you said, like he gets subbed off a lot if situations are kind of going a bit mad. His stamina isn't fantastic, and he kind of stops tending to overlap when things get a bit tight. And then he's been poor in the past. This is like a lot of our players have decided. Yeah, but
he's not trustworthy.
I get that, but there's also the fact that you've set a kind of level, and when you've dipped from it, it's going to be noticeable and it has to be talked about. And I think it's very irritating that a bag of these players have chosen now. At the same time, to be in poor form.
No, but I think that's to be expected when you played at such
poor form. I still went at the same time. Like I wanted, I don't mind if it's one or two, but when it's, I'm seeing a couple.
It was going to sort of happen because we all called it, like we all said March, April, when the fixtures ramp up.
January, but you guys survived that. So I'm shocked right now. My thing is, as a manager, you can see these players are not playing well. Protect them. You have, I'm sure Tomiyasu is fit.
Mm.
Be playing Tomiyasu.
Yeah, I think this is Arteta likes. He's got a set team.
He's got an 11.
And part of it is his stubbornness. Mm. So he does like to keep, if he can, and if no one's injured, he will keep it the same.
But that's just not going to work.
Oh, obviously it's not. I'm saying that's what he does. If he's got a set team, he will continue to do that. And that's why his subs take time. When it should be coming earlier.
I don't know what it is about Arteta, but I feel like it's a personal thing as well. Like, obviously, yeah, he's got a set 11 and it makes sense and he wants to keep it as consistent as possible. But I feel like he doesn't want to hurt a lot of these people's feelings.
I think a lot of the older ones who probably would get aren't going to be the issues. So it's like a lot of the ones who probably might get subbed or benched are young enough that he probably won't do much. Like if Martinelli gets benched, I don't think it would be like a whole situation. Yeah. I don't think if the Ben White, if he gets benched, I don't think it'd be a situation if Ben White, if Tomiyasu comes in, he knows he's been whatever, and it's Ben White, I don't think he would care too tough.
Do you think? Because that was his issue with England.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about England, does he?
Are you sure? I thought he was like ill or something.
No, it wasn't ill. It was fine. They just
He doesn't care about football. You all know this. Yeah. He's got one. He said, okay, I'll play for Arsenal. That's enough.
Do you know what? City winning today makes the midweek fixture really interesting.
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
And
how are you feeling about that?
Yeah. I was wait, so where in it? The Tuesday one?
No, Wednesday? I think it's at the Emirates.
I was at home. Yeah. Okay, I think we're more likely to win at home than we are away.
What will that make the gap if? So what's the gap now?
I think it's two.
It's three points now.
Yeah, but I think our game point in hand is City.
This game.
Yeah, but obviously City will go up as well. They would have played one more game as well. Because you're playing each other.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Beatrice is about to check for us.
Yeah, thank you.
So you have played 21, City have played 22. Okay. You still have a game in hand.
Yeah, you'll be, so if City win, they'll be level on.
And then if we win the next one, it'll be.
But they'll be first due to goal difference.
Yeah.
But that's tight. The way things change. Like,
and also,
we said this.
Because City are starting to look, well.
I'm not saying starting because it's one game. It's one game where they looked, okay, where they looked
that,
all right.
That builds their confidence, right? So they're going into your game.
Yeah.
I think they looked good today.
No. I mean, I'm not saying they look good. I'm saying the difference of like, they have their momentum hasn't like, to the point where I'm like, oh crap.
They're not winning streak. What I'm scared of, like, anyone that saw any of Pep's press conferences this week, like his villain arc has begun.
Yeah.
The way, do you know most managers would be like, ah, oh, I'm not responsible for finances. Like that's got nothing to
do. And his head is hot.
His head is hot. In Mars. He was doing up, this club snitched on me and this club snitched on me. Did I cause Gerrard to slip? Like this is really like kicked him up the arse. And I feel like it's kicked up the City players up the arse. And now they feel like the whole, them, like the league against them.
This is a thing across the league always. Being the bad boys of the Premier League and everyone against us mentality has always led people to go on massive.
But I will say, with the City game though, I think the one thing where I say I think we have a good chance of winning is mainly because City are too prideful to sit in.
Okay.
And the constant kind of motive between with Everton and with Brentford is that they decided to like, let's hold it in, let's make it difficult, and then we can get more set piece on the break. City aren't going to do that. City aren't going to do that. So I think we've got a better chance. This is why I'm saying why I would have rested Martinelli in this game and playing against City, because City, they're going to give Martinelli bare space to run into. They're going to give Saka bare space to run. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those ones where, okay, the chances are there for us to win. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Because Pep decides to be different.
Right. They will say, okay, we're not going to sit back, but we're going to hold most of the ball.
That's where it's like, it's a bit like, but even when they hold the ball, like the, was it FA Cup or was it Carabao Cup? FA Cup game. They held the ball, but it wasn't a case of, oh, we couldn't get in. It was our finishing that just did foolishness. But if they do the same thing as that at home, where we are a bit more comfortable, I feel like it's going to be more of a case where I think we're more likely to win. Is it guaranteed? City. Pep can decide to now do something stupid and then pull out one kid from nowhere and it's a whole situation. But based on how they play and how we play, it's a better chance of us getting something out of the home game and then kind of just resetting stuff.
Yeah. And I think like now Diaz is back. Haaland's injured, so that's going to be interesting to see like where the goals come from City. But then they might become like the old City.
Where it's like the back posting.
And that were even more
and
dangerous.
Then they'll now start playing mad.
Yeah, mad,
every person is doing
so. As long as I don't see like Akanji and Ake and them man in the back, I think they'll be good.
I mean, I want to though. I mean, I prefer it. I personally prefer it, but that's bad about it.
I have a question.
Okay. Speak them.
If Arteta does not win this league, would you say it's a sackable offence?
No. It's not a sackable offence.
Can I say, why is it not a sackable offence? Because yes, at the start of the league, your expectations were low, fourth place, okay? But you've been first, you've dominated, you have this aura, this Ashburton army, you have all of this, you know, the fans' participation, you have all of this, you know, we're going to win the league, vibes around your team and everything. You know, you're very happy. You're doing huddles before the game.
Okay.
Come Christmas, everybody was like, okay, they're going to drop off. You guys hadn't dropped off. I think there was a point in time where you were like 8 or 9 points ahead of City. That's the facts. That's the truth. Okay. Now, the gap is 3 points. And there's a chance you may come second. So how is that not a failure? Because I'm telling you,
see what you've done
in
now.
January, wait, 1 second. In January, when you guys were winning and the drop hadn't happened, you guys are saying we have this, we have these players, this match is coming up and we've beaten them every single time. We've had these challenges. We beat them at the park. We've done this. We've done X, we've done Y, we've done Z. We've done minus one, we've done minus two. Do you know what I mean? Every little thing you guys have had responses for. So even now, some of you are saying comfortably, Julie, we're going to win the league.
Oh my God.
That's what you lot are saying. We're going to win the league. I feel it. And I fair, you should feel you're going to win the league. You have every right to feel that. Now, if you don't, it's a disappointment. But why is that not a failure?
Okay, firstly, I didn't say it wasn't a failure. I said it wasn't sackable.
Okay, why is it not sackable?
Because I think you can fail and not get sacked. Like you said, our initial remit, I'm assuming, was get Champions League. Which I think actually was. I think they were Arsenal being slimy as they are sometimes. I bet it was to get Champions League. So either the league
or Europa.
Mm-hmm. But I think top four was what most people would assume. That's the aim. Arsenal going to like fight for it. It's going to be a whole battle. So that was the thing. I think that if he didn't get that, that is sackable.
Mm.
Now him being top of the league he's like well overachieved. At this point now, if he doesn't win the league, it is a failure. It is a disappointment. But the level at which he was supposed to achieve, the level at which our squad was talked about beforehand,
mm-hmm.
that's not sackable. It's not enough of a sackable offence. Now, the only thing sackable for Arteta is if he somehow blows Champions League. That's sackable.
Mm-hmm.
Not winning the league is not sackable.
Can I just say, so in January, you're saying the expectation, in my opinion, for Arsenal was even within the club that you guys are going to win the league. Okay, you got Trossard in.
Mm-hmm.
You were willing to spend over 90 million for Modric.
Okay, we didn't though.
Yeah, but you spent like the same amount as Chelsea. You were willing to do it.
What?
Yeah, it was like five million in add-ons different. I mean for Modric.
Okay,
for
but
Modric.
We didn't do but it. It's like said, 5 million.
So if you're going to spend over 90 million on a player, it's because you want that person.
Okay, but we didn't
to
get him.
You want that person to revitalize your team to, you know what I mean? You want that depth to push you.
Get him.
You want that depth to push you to then win the league.
Did we get him?
You want that?
No. But you shouldn't say did we get him because I hear what she's saying. Yeah, the idea that you made reinforcements to ensure that top spot was yours. But my thing is, again, like she said, a failure doesn't necessarily mean a sackable offence if there's a long-term plan. And if they, let's say they finish second, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was the remit at the beginning of the season was top four or bust. They started to overachieve, so they did well, mm-hmm. and then they missed it by a bit.
Mm.
Do you not think that a clever board would say, okay, we need to build on momentum?
Yeah.
Because then the point is, if they don't get first at the end of this season and they go on a run next season and they don't hit, like they're not even in the title race, they're in the top four, but they're not in the title race, that's therefore a sackable offense because you have not built on the momentum that you've created. It's as if, like, mm-hmm. thinking about a job, right? And your manager has told you that you must make X amount of sales and you make those X amount of sales. But then in the middle of your working year, there's a really sick deal comes in that's possible and you lose that sick deal. You lost that sick deal, but you still made X amount of sales. They can't sack you.
Okay, but here's my thing.
That's a good analogy.
No, I don't think it is.
No, but it is though.
Because in that deal, they've given you now the top negotiator to secure that deal.
But this is my point. Wait, hold on, Faye, but come back. This is my point. You tried to get the top negotiator to go and lock in that deal.
He failed.
But unfortunately, you wasn't able to. Had you got that top negotiator to lock in the deal and then you had failed, then there's a conversation about how you're doing, but you didn't give me the tools. Okay. I don't have the
tools. Now bring it back to football. Wait. Football.
You didn't get the top negotiator, but you got three other negotiators
I'm running it back.
In January,
we went from getting... We tried to get the Ferrari and came back with a freaking Pinto. It's not the same thing.
Who?
Yo.
Trossard.
You. We went.
Playing the victim.
Did I finish? We went from trying to get, like you mentioned, happily, the 90 plus whatever on Modric. We tried to get that. We failed. You man got him. We tried to get Caicedo. We failed. We didn't get him. We didn't get. That's three quality men that I would have said with my chest on this thing. If we got through him, I would have said with my chest, the league, we're winning.
Okay.
We came back with Trossard, one old fashioned George nonsense that we took from you, man, you didn't want. And who else? One Polish brother. Do you know who he is?
Well, let me just say, I don't know who he is, but I've been hearing that he's a very talented guy. Arsenal fans that were doing the comp videos, he's very talented, one to watch. Jorginho, at the end of the day, he's won more than the people in your squad, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Someone that you don't want, which is, he's probably not that good.
I wanted him. I wanted him to stay.
Nobody likes leftovers.
Huh?
Nobody likes leftovers.
He's an old man. He's 31.
So?
He's older than everyone else. We don't want him, one old man.
He's a good squad option. He's a good squad option. 100%.
Yeah, he's a good squad option.
But he's not the difference between a first and a second place.
However, you got your Saka that's doing whatever. You've got your Nketiah that's doing... Yeah, if Nketiah was failing, fair enough. But Nketiah's scoring goals that Jesus was not doing.
He hasn't scored in a minute.
I feel like he scored the other day, innit? Like,
when was the other day?
United against United. Do you know what I mean?
That's not the other day.
Very, I think he scored very two good goals, right?
Yeah. That's not the other day. He did fantastic.
Either way, you got Trossard in, who's doing well, okay? So you're not missing Mudryk because you got Trossard there. Cool.
How can you say they're not missing
Madrid?
When
Arsenal fans are telling me they're not missing
Madrid. You're skating over the point. You are, because she's admitted that the position, especially the way, like you said, the way they've played this season, if they don't win the league, it's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
Is it a reason to sack him?
No.
And look, on that note...
No, please. Let me tell you why. If I was an Arsenal fan,
you're not.
Two seasons, you were eighth. First, you guys didn't want him. Let's be real, you don't want him.
Of course
you didn't. Two seasons, you were eighth. Last season, you missed out on top four. Now it's time for you to win the league. It's four failures now.
Why is it time?
Because you've been first.
No, but you have said... No, you said eighth, fifth.
Yes. Now no, but I'm saying it's now time. Coalition? Come, because you're first at the moment.
Eighth, fifth, and the next coalition is to go straight to the league.
No, I'm saying if you were playing at a level that... Cool. But at the moment, you're playing at a level which is you're the best in the country. You've been first consistently for what?
That's what first
six, 5 months, whatever. You've been first for 5 months or how many months has been. Mm-hmm. And now... It's another failure. That's four failures on your head top.
Okay.
If it was me, I'd be like, this guy needs to go.
You.
Sorry. Your standards need to be high as an Arsenal fan.
Whatever.
You guys need to be invincible. You need to be high.
Please,
sack up. It's a sackable offence.
It's not sackable at all.
It's
not. On that note, it's not a sackable offence.
It's sackable.
We will end the episode here. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and follow us at OldDiggersUK. Until next time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.